News Radio KMAN in Focus rolling along here on a Thursday morning, and we continue our coverage here of Fort Riley guests. We have Robbie Thomas joining us here in this next segment. Robbie is a Fort Riley anti-terrorism officer, and I understand it's his first time on live radio. So, Robbie, welcome.
Thank you, Brandon, and good morning to you as well.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on, and we're going to talk here this next segment about Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month here in the month of August, and I'll have you kind of just explain why it is we this month has been designated as that.
Yes, sir. How the Army views Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month is usually the month of August, as you can see. It is a month in which the heightened awareness and vigilance is installed Army-wide to help prevent terrorist attacks and protect the Army's resources from the acts of terrorism. Another thing about anti-terrorism is that the Army dedicates and reinforces anti-terrorism yearly, well, throughout the year, by doing quarterly themes and messages across the installation. And also, we partner with local communities to increase awareness amongst the civilian population.
All right. Very important. Obviously, I mean, I lived through 9/11. I was about 16 years old when that happened and saw firsthand just kind of how scary that can be. Why should we be concerned as members of the public if we're not part of the military or are traveling to countries where there have been terrorist attacks?
Yes, sir. The important thing about anti-terrorism is that it's not strictly contained to the military. It's the responsibility of the civilians as well. Terrorist attacks can occur anywhere at any time. Something that I like to say, like a bullet, terrorism has no name, meaning at that point, it can affect us or someone that we know. Also, there have been terrorist attacks, domestic terrorist attacks here in the United States, such as the Oklahoma City bombing and the September 11th attacks, as you mentioned. That doesn't even include some of the more recent terrorist attacks, such as the shooting that occurred at the Naval Base in Pensacola, Florida. So it's important for people to understand that terrorism affects everyone. So staying aware of your surrounding and reporting any suspicions is most important.
All right. And that I see that there's the iWatch program. Maybe tell me a little bit more about that. First off, the Army's iWatch program and what that entails.
Yes, sir. The Army's version of the Army's version of the iWatch program, I like to relate it to a neighborhood watch program. The iWatch program is focused primarily on the threat of terrorist activity. iWatch encourages and empowers the Army community and the local communities in the Flint Hill region to identify and report any suspicious behavior associated with terrorist activity. So with the iWatch program, we have the motto that says, see something, say something. And that motto pretty much speaks for itself. So if you see something, you say something. No matter how small or unimportant a piece of information may seem, it could be that missing piece of a puzzle. Or it could be a piece of information that snowballs into something a little bit more bigger, to where we could prevent these type of terrorist activities.
You know, I think it's always interesting. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm sorry, Brandon. I just wanted to point out one more key point about the iWatch program is that it's completely anonymous. If an individual submits an iWatch report, it'll come directly to our security and protection officials who will be able to review and take necessary action.
All right. How often when someone makes a report, do these investigations lead to possible takedowns of terrorist activity? Have you seen examples of that working pretty well?
Yes, sir. A lot of information that we do receive, we pass along to the officials on a need-to-know basis. And there's a lot of information that we do receive that's not truly important. But the good thing is that we are receiving the information and that the public and our military members and their family members are reporting these activities. An example that I like to use is I truly believe the 9/11 attack highlighted the need for everyone to be vigilant and pass on the information. So with everyone doing iWatch reporting, that's how we take this information and we pass it along. And then again, if we have to take actions or necessary actions, we will.
All right. You know, my producer here, Dave Lewis, always brings up the Oklahoma City bombing here. That there was actually some connections to this area. I know that Timothy McVeigh, before he went and pulled that off on in 1995, actually rented a Ryder truck here from Junction City and actually drove it out there. And you know, things like that that come to mind here. If you notice something suspicious, somebody's kind of being odd or maybe doing something that doesn't look quite right, who knows, maybe that's something that could have been prevented. Of course, that was 25 years ago.
Yes, sir, but that same mentality still applies to today. And it's great that you mentioned Timothy McVeigh because he also put the bomb together down in around the Harrington area and then drove it down Oklahoma City to do his domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Well, if we're all going to be vigilant, what are some things we should be looking for?
Anything that seems out of place, and includes coming to work. A lot of times, terrorism, when we think of terrorism, we want to think of terrorism coming here to the United States. But we often overlook that domestic terrorism occurs here in the U.S. as well, which could stem from people that we know, people we work with, our loved ones. So that's the type of behavior that we need to start looking for. Other things that we can look for, surveillance. You know, before someone conducts a terrorist attack, 9 times out of 10, they go out and conduct surveillance. So they're out there taking pictures, random pictures. So it's things of devil's nature that we need to start reporting. Also, if you notice any suspicious packages or anything just left there out of place, so that is the type of information that we would like to receive.
All right. We're speaking with Robbie Thomaskin here, Fort Riley anti-terrorism officer. His U.S. Army has designated August as Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month in an effort to encourage soldiers, family members, and civilians throughout the community to be vigilant and observant and be prepared to report suspicious activity. I believe we do have a phone call here. Somebody's got a question for you, so go ahead, caller, and you're on News Radio KMAN.
Yeah, good morning. Kudos to the gentleman from Fort Riley for watching out for this stuff. It's been going on for years here, as we all know. A little sidebar. Timothy McVeigh hung around Manhattan a lot. He bought the blue barrels out there on the north side out there. The guy sells fuel. He also was at the, there was a place in Aggieville called, it was a pool hall there right by Burger King. He was in there one night and got out of hand, and there was a bouncer in there that still lives in Manhattan. He beat him within an inch of his life. He spent time in the Fort Riley Hospital. He would have probably been charged with murder, but we wouldn't have had this problem if that would have happened. Just a little sidebar. He rented the truck from Eldon Elliott, who was a very good friend. And that John Doe number 3, I feel, is still out there. There was 3 people that rented that truck: McVeigh, Nichols, and John Doe number 3, a dark-complected person. They don't know where he is. Think about something else. They cooked Timothy McVeigh pretty quick. He knew too much. Thanks for what you're doing out there at Fort Riley. You got a great, great base and a bunch of good people.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And, you know, it just highlights, you know, that it can happen anywhere. And you mentioned that earlier in the program. You always got to be prepared because you don't know. And I even maybe group school shootings. I mean, that's kind of a form of terrorism itself. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. And even going out to grocery stores, and we're starting to see domestic terrorism here in the U.S. Occurring not only at schools, but even at Walmart and stores that a lot of people tend to visit. So once you start noticing anything out of place, just report it. You can, and if you have any concerns or suspicions, the first people you need to contact is your local law enforcement. If you're living on a military installation or and notice suspicious activities, you can contact the Fort Riley Military Police at 785-239-6767. Or you could contact the Anti-Terrorism Office at 785-240-1993. Or if you do not feel like calling in to your local law enforcement or to our office, you can also go to the Fort Riley's homepage and submit an iWatch report through the page. And again, it is anonymous, and it will come directly to our security and protection officials.
All right. And we talk about being vigilant when we're out in public, but how big of an issue is this kind of threat on social media, too? Because I imagine it's probably pretty big.
Yes, sir. So what they do on social media is, again, they like to put out messages and things to counter what we are trying to say here in the U.S. And they try to manipulate our people into supporting their agenda and to conduct terrorist attacks here in the U.S. So, and a lot of times when you start looking at social media, it's key indicators that you start picking up. It might be words, it might be pictures, because pictures speak a thousand words as well. And also the type of friends or associates that you might have on your social media platform is the type of activities that we would like to know.
Okay. Always good to be monitoring that and should be doing that anyway, just because social media is kind of a dangerous place for anybody out there. There's a lot of good information that goes on social media, but there's also a lot of stuff that's not so great. Anything else we should know here, Robbie, here in the month of August for Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month?
Yes, sir. One of the key things that I want everyone out there to know is you also have to protect your family and your home. A lot of people, we all have Wi-Fi, but there's a lot of us who do not have Wi-Fi passwords, which also open up doors to hackers and other terrorists that could use that information against you. So password protect your Wi-Fi there at home. Other things that we want to do to protect ourselves and to protect our families, especially being here around Fort Riley, is to conceal your military affiliation, especially when traveling overseas. Also recommend that you avoid public disturbances and political demonstrations. So that's just a tad bit of information that just to protect yourself here. And I do have some websites if individuals or personnel are wanting to learn more about anti-terrorism. They can go to the CIA.gov, which provides travel facts and then travel advisories for on countries international. Here in the U.S., you could go to FBI.gov, and they will provide information for here in the U.S. domestically.
All right. All good information and stuff we should definitely be always watching out for. Robbie, we are out of time here, but we sure appreciate it, and thank you for this great information you provided us this morning.
Thank you, Brendan. I really appreciate you having me.
And Robbie Thomas, Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer, joining us on In Focus. And stay tuned. We will get an update from Kansas State University VP of Marketing and Communications, Jeffrey Morris, on the program next.